I want to have a, which I do have, to get a hold of me.
Amen.
Touch me. And may I get a hold of my heart. And it can squeeze my heart where it comes out of my eyes.
Amen.
Amen. I told you before, my dad used to tell us when growing up, he said, if you cry, you're a sissy, boy. We didn't cry. I found out it takes a real man, real woman, man, to let that thing flow. God touches your heart, you just can't help it. Calvary, man, what a thing. Amen. Boy, the Lord's good, ain't he? Yeah. Amen. Take your Bibles, turn anywhere, it's all good.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's start here. Let's see here. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. We're going to go all over the place this morning. More of a Bible study this morning here in the morning service. We got some visitors here today. Brother, fellow sitting right there. You've been here before, brother, in the blue or purple shirt? Yeah, you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where you from?
We're living in.
Oh, good to have you. Amen. You Air Force?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can tell. You can tell. Amen. Military. Praise the Lord. Good to have you.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. And look at verse 5. We're going to preach on love and hate this morning. Love and hate.
Amen.
And just kind of go through some things about it. And we're going to cover some things, what the Bible says about it. And it's important to know what God, see, God is balanced. And when God says he hates something, God hates it with a perfect hatred, which we don't know nothing about.
Amen.
We don't know nothing about that perfect hatred. We have people say, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And they don't know nothing about real hate. And then when God says he hates something, brother, he hates it in a sense of a holy hatred. And New Testament, we come into New Testament. The Lord says that we'll look at that in a minute. But I wrote this down. Hate is mentioned in the Old Testament 71 times. And New Testament is mentioned 16 times. New Testament is mentioned 16 times. Hate, that's any kind of hate when it comes to people. And so, and the Bible says they hated him without a cause. Love is mentioned 314 times. And loves, one, loved, 98. Lovest, two, lovely, four, lover, four, and then 23 times for, I wrote down that wrong, but in the NIV or the New American Standard, hate is mentioned 80 times. So the New American Standard, they mention hate more than in the King James Bible. So now you say, does God hate? Yes, God does hate.
Yeah.
Does God love? God loves. Now, where did we say? Exodus chapter 20, look at Exodus 20. We're going to look at a bunch of verses this morning. So clear some things up. He says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that what?
Hate.
That what?
Hate.
God says, you don't bow down no images and statues, because he said, I'll visit your children unto the third and fourth generation. Now, if y'all could have seen Brother Tony's up there talking about how great God is, and how great the universe is, and how he put it all together, and how much, you know, the earth spins around, and the moon's going around the earth, and the sun, and the earth is going around with the moon around the sun, and the sun's going through the galaxy at a high rate of speed, and we're on there, and a man turns around and says, you know, God, I hate you. And the creator of the universe, the one who holds your very life in your hands, and the man says, I hate God. I used to say that crazy, stupid stuff. I used to say, I hate God. And people hate God, and there's no doubt about it. And people hate the cross. They hate the preaching of the cross. People hate, Jesus even said, if the friendship of this world is enmity against God, and it says that you're supposed to not have friendship with this world. Now, go to Matthew chapter 5. Go to Matthew 5. There's so many verses that we could cover. But I wanted you to understand a little bit. We're going to go over this thing. Now, there's some religion. Now, Islam, I said this last week, Islam is a religion of hate. Islam, that's why they hate, 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 hate. Now, God, you said, does God hate? God's balanced. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs, it says, a false balance is abomination to God. Now, some people are pessimists and some people are optimists. And you're supposed to be both. You're supposed to be part of both. You're supposed to be optimist and a pessimist. Some people are just pessimists. Everything's bad. Everything's going bad. But there's no positive in their life. You're supposed to have a balance in your Christian walk. You're supposed to have a balance in your Christian life. God has a balance.
Amen.
God balances between hate and love. He balances. Now, look in Matthew chapter 5. Look at this. We're going to look at a bunch of verses. There's probably a bunch of verses you could call out to me. And we can look at, but Matthew chapter 5 and look at verse 43, Matthew 5:43. Verse it says, "You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemies." Now, in the Old Testament, you got to remember something. In the Old Testament, salvation was of the Jews, and the Jews went to Jerusalem every year, and they had to have a sacrifice. And the heathen nations that had the word of God and they rejected the word of God. And then the Lord said, salvation of the Jews. If you want salvation, you got to come to Jerusalem. And the people, they were heathenistic, bowing down to idols. They're still doing that in India. I just reading the other day, I realized how, just reading the other day about Pakistan. Pakistan broke off from India because of Pakistan wanted their own, Islam wanted their own country, and they fought with India. That's why the battle's going on between Hindus and Muslims, and they hate each other. They hate. And you got so much hatred in this world right now. There's so much hatred. And Jesus Christ comes along, and we're going to look at that in a minute, but look what verse 44 says. "But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? But do ye not even the publicans the same? If ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father is in heaven perfect." So you got religions that hate, 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 hate. Christianity is a religion of love. But here you got to have both sides of that thing. You got Christianity is a original religion of love. Now you got these Baptists, this one Baptist group that's going to all these funerals and preaching out there. They're preaching hate and, you know, God hates you and God hates you and God hates you. That's part of it. They say, God hates you, God hates you, God hates this, God hates that. There's some things that we're going to look at God does hate, but he hates sin. God hates sin. And these folk, I mean, I told you this morning in Sunday school, I went outside, I was cursing God, calling God every name in the book, and he still had mercy on me. And it comes to a point where God's judgment will fall. I tell guys, I said, I don't go out and say God hates sinners. I don't go out and say that. I don't do that. I say God's going to bring wrath on you. God's going to bring judgment on you. And for somebody to say God hates you, God hates you sinners, then you ain't going to win nobody to Jesus Christ that way. You got to tell them God's wrath is going to be there. We'll see that in a minute. But God does hate some things. And when the people in hell, and then and when he comes back in Revelation 19, the Bible says he's going to stomp out the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God, and he's going to cast them into hell, his enemies. He's going to cast them out. But we got the Catholic Church. You go to the Catholic Church, they show you that Jesus Christ is up there and he's mad looking at everybody. And he's mad, and the only way you can get to God, Jesus Christ, is go through his mother. So you got to go through Mary, which is a lie. They teach that stuff. Now, we believe this. We believe what the Bible says. We believe what the Bible says about God hating things and God loving some things. Now, take your Bible, look in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. God hates some things. You said, God really hates? Yes, he does. God hates some things. He hates some things in your own life. He doesn't like in your own life. He hates you. Now, like I said, when you talk about God, it's a perfect hatred. You could not line up with God's hatred. Why? Because he's holy.
Amen.
God is holy. I mean, brother, you talking about holiness of God. And Luke, Deuteronomy chapter 4, somebody, there's a verse, I didn't mark it. Deuteronomy 4. Somebody find me that. Go to Deuteronomy 5. Deuteronomy 5:9. He says, thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquities of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, showing mercy on the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And that, but thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So in the Old Testament, God says, I'll have mercy on, I love those that have, I'll have mercy on that love me. And he said, I'll hate those that hate me in the Old Testament. That's wild. And the Lord talks about, he said in Luke, Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy 7, look at verse 10. Deuteronomy 7:10. And he says, and repay them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Look at 15. He says, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil disease of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but I will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Talking about the nation of Israel. Yeah. 4:23. Go to 4:23. What you say, why are you doing this? I want you to have the right perspective that God is an optimist and a pessimist. God's both. The Bible says a false balance is an abomination to God. Now, you're not, in the New Testament, there's commands for you to only hate certain things. It's supposed to hate some sin in your life. In the New Testament, you're told to love. He says, love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Look in Deuteronomy 4, what was it? 23, 24, 25. Deuteronomy 23, it says, take heed unto yourself, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, talking to Israel, which he made with you, and made you you made a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Woo! He's a consuming fire and jealous God. The Old Testament, brother, I'll tell you what, if you didn't obey the law, you didn't go to Jerusalem, I mean, your salvation was in jeopardy. You're going to go to hell. When thou shalt beget children, the children's children, that ye shall remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourself and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger, I will call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land. Talking about Israel. He says, whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it, ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And it says, the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and so on. I was looking for a verse in Deuteronomy. I thought it was in 4, about where the Lord says, I hate some things. Take your Bible, look in Proverbs. Go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. You got to have a balance. You got to know that God does hate some things, and God hates things in your life. I'm going to show you about the love. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 6, and look at verse 16. Proverbs 6:15, back up. He says, therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall it be broken without remedy. It comes a point in Old Testament where it came to a point where there's no return. It's like God says, there's no remedy, that's it. Then he hates me, and just like he said, he hardens Pharaoh's heart. He said, you know why he hardened Pharaoh's heart? He says, I hardened Pharaoh's heart. You know why? Because he knew Pharaoh hated him. He knew Pharaoh was going to go on. So he says, okay, you want to go to hell? I'll help you out, and I'll harden your heart even more. And he helped him out. You say, is that Calvinism? No, not Calvinism. See, Calvin teaches that God sends so many people to hell whether they like it or not, and so many people go to heaven whether they like it or not. Calvinism is wrong. It's wrong. God, in his foreknowledge, knows who's going to accept him. He knows who's going to get saved. He knows those that hate him. There's people right now fighting against him in Washington, around the world, that fights against God, and they hate God. They hate Christians. And Jesus said, they hate you because they hated me. And they hate me before they hate you. And they hate the cause of Christ. They hate this Bible. They hate what we stand for. They hate, and their hatred is venomous. They spew it out. They hate. God says, okay, you want to hate me like that? And you say, can that person still, long as the person's still breathing, they still got a chance.
Amen.
They still got a chance. They can say, I hate God, I hate this, I hate that. You know, you think about Madam Muriel Hare. Wasn't that the woman that was atheist? Didn't want her son, she's the one that got the laws changed in America. She had the laws changed where, you know, taking prayer out of the school. My son was made to pray when he shouldn't, and she hated God. You know what happened to that woman? Her son that she went to court over, the Supreme Court judged the world, judged the United States over, and took prayer out of the school system, her son's a Baptist preacher now. He got saved.
Amen.
And he went around preaching what was wrong with his mama. His mama and her brother or son went out to somewhere in Arizona, somewhere went out in the desert. Somebody killed him and buried him. So, you know, the one that she went to court over, the one that she said, I hate God, I don't want my son to have to pray, is the one that gets saved. Proverbs 6, verse 16. These six things do the Lord hate. People are surprised. They say, God hates? Does God really hate? Yeah, God hates some things. He would be off balance if he didn't. It's like a battery's got to have a positive, negative. God would be off balance if he didn't hate some things. And if he didn't love things. We don't have a God in heaven that sits up there and just wants to damn people to hell. He's not up there waiting to damn people to hell, just waiting for them so he can go like a bug, they come out. He's not like that. He's righteous. He's holy. He's good. Like I said, those people going around preaching, you know, that, and they say, the Baptists must be all hate. They hate mongers. And I realize some of them are. Some of them glory in hate. But you got to be careful how you handle hate. You got to be real careful how you handle hate. As a child of God, you better be careful. Because I said this in Sunday school. A lot of times we hate sin in other people's lives, and we don't hate it in our own.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
We'll hate sin in your life, but not in mine. Look at here. These six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination to him. A proud look. I think everybody in this room has had a proud look at one time or another. Does God hate you? He hates a proud look. It says, a lying tongue. Have you lied? Are you a liar? Who said yes? She did. Amen. Little children, man. The little children tell the truth. Little children say, yeah, we lied. God hates a lying tongue. And you know what? The reason I'm preaching is so you won't misrepresent God. We got a God in heaven that cares and loves you. I preached one time on the love of God. I preached there Sunday morning. I was preaching on the love of God, and a lady walked down the front here, and I said, hey, sis, how you doing? And she said, you preach on the love of God? I said, I sure did. She said, why God would kill my son? I started praying, God, give me wisdom what to say. And I said, ma'am, I said, what happened? She said, well, he went to Afghanistan, fought in the war, and came back and got killed in a car accident. I said, my Lord. I said, God didn't hate your son. And then her brother came up and told me that he had gotten saved. And the Bible says there's a point on time for men to die. And I said, look, sis, if you don't get saved, you'll never see your son again. And she ended up getting saved. And then her other son overdosed on drugs. Now, I believe this. I believe there can be a curse on a family. I believe parents can bring a curse on their own children. What the Bible says in Exodus, it says in Exodus chapter 20, it says, visiting the iniquities of the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. I believe a person can bring curses on their children's children. You better be careful how you live. You know, it used to be a time in America in the old days where people feared God.
Yeah. Amen.
They feared to do wrong. Today, people don't fear. They say, you know, no fear, man. Live like hell. If you can be saved, and I got, like we was talking about in Sunday school, I got a license to sin. I can just go do what I want. No, that's why we have so many times where we're seeing young people overdosing on drugs and people going through all kinds of heartache because of stuff. God, God cares and God loves and God died for him. He allowed his son to pay that sin debt. And let me say this. God's wrath is here. Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, New Testament. He's love incarnate. He is love incarnate. You know what he's doing? He's holding back. You say, isn't he God? Yes, he's holding back the wrath of God. He's holding back the wrath of God in people's lives. He's love and God's the wrath. And God hates some things. And God's going to bring his wrath down. And you read the book of Revelation, you'll find all hell breaking loose. Why? Because God's going to come deal with his enemies. Look here. And he allows his son to come. These six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. You hear about Jeffrey Dahmer. I saw a story about Jeffrey Dahmer. How many of y'all knew who Jeffrey Dahmer is? Jeffrey Dahmer was a homosexual killing young men. And one of the young men was drugged up and ran out of the house. It was in Chicago, I believe it was. Was that right? Am I right?
L.A.
Was that? No. Milwaukee. That's where it was. In Milwaukee. And this guy, young boy, escaped out of Jeffrey Dahmer's house naked. Ran out and a cop, and the guy, he was all drugged up because Jeffrey Dahmer's drugged him up. And two cops saw him and grabbed him. And Jeffrey Dahmer's came out and said, oh, he's just, you know, it's my brother. He's having a hard time. He's been on drugs. I'm trying to take. So the cops let him go. Jeffrey Dahmer's end up killing that guy, and then he eat their flesh. Jeffrey Dahmer's daddy was a Christian. And Jeffrey Dahmer's, I watched the interview. He was in prison, and he ended up getting saved in prison. Can a guy that horrible, a guy that wicked, a homosexual, that killed people and then ate their bodies, could he get saved? He got saved. They killed him in prison. Somebody got a hold of him and killed him. So Jeffrey Dahmer's in heaven? I've had people say, well, if Jeffrey Dahmer's go to heaven, I ain't going. I said, well, you can be a fool all you want.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
You're talking about mercy, man. You're talking about mercy. Yeah. God's mercy. Look here. It says, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Have you devised wicked imaginations? We all have.
Yeah.
That God hates that. We're guilty. Every one of these guilty is charged. Feet that be swift to run into mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. He that soweth discord among the brethren. Woo! You go around sowing discord among the brethren, God hates that. You say, what God's going to do? He's going to judge you for it.
Yeah.
He'll judge you for it. Now, all the way through the Bible, in the Old Testament, like I said, God mentions hate. He mentions love. He mentions hate 71 times in the Old Testament, 16 times New Testament. Take your Bible, look in Romans. Here's a great verse that Calvinists try to use. Romans chapter 9. They try to say, election, predestination, all this stuff. They try to say, see there, God's unjust. God's unjust. God's unjust. They accuse God of being unjust. They don't understand God. They don't understand God. Calvinism, they try to teach this false doctrine. It's damnable doctrine. And the damnable doctrine is saying God's unfair. God's going to send this many people to hell whether they like it or not. This many people going to go to heaven whether they like it or not. And they use this verse right here. Romans chapter 9, verse 13. As is written, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I what?
Amen.
That's after the fact. Esau had the truth. Esau, if you read back in Genesis, Esau knew what was right. He was raised right, and he chose to go the opposite way. That's where you have Islam coming from. A lot of the Ishmaelites, Esau, and they hate God. They made up their own religion. And what happens is people make a God of their own mind. And that's what Muhammad did. He made a God of his own mind. He made a heaven of his own mind. He made a place where he said, if you kill infidels and Christians, you get to go to heaven, have 70 women. That's a pervert coming up with something like that. The guy was a pervert. He married an 11-year-old girl, 10 or 11-year-old girl. That was a pervert to believe that stuff. And he made this God of his own mind. But in the New Testament, the reason why the Lord said that, he said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Jacob, he followed the God of Abraham, Isaac. He followed his father's God. Why? Because God was going to make a great nation. He had plans for that great nation, the Jewish people. And that's why it's New Testament. They'll try to throw that out at you. Jacob, have I loved? Esau, have I hated? You'll find that again in Malachi. Malachi chapter 1. Now go to Hosea chapter 9. Hosea, back Matthew, go Daniel, and then Hosea. Daniel, Hosea. There's so many verses, so many folks on these things I could go through. But we're going to go through love here in a second. Hosea. Hosea 9. You got to have a balance in this thing. I tell people, if you don't get saved, you're going to face the wrath of God. You'll face the wrath of God. And after you're in hell, he hates that. He hates. You're in hell, he hates. Jesus Christ paid the sin debt and washed and sacrificed his own self on the tree. We're singing about Calvary, and man goes by and goes, I don't need you. I don't need your sacrifice. I don't need nothing about you. And they end up dying and going to hell. God says, I hate that. Hate them with a holy hatred. Amen. We don't know nothing about a holy hatred. Right. You might hate your neighbor. You might say, I hate my kid, my children, or I might hate my grandmother or my grandfather. I might hate my, you know, the Bible says if you do, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. And the Bible commands us in the New Testament not to hate. Not to hate. I told you about a boy that was in Israel, and I wish I could remember his name. Maybe Jessica could remember his name. We was watching Fox News one night, and this boy that was a Muslim, his father was the head of Hamas. Hamas is a religion of hate, Islam. And this boy's father was the head of Hamas, and this boy all the way, he said all his life, he said he was raised to hate the Jew, hate the Jew, hate the Jew. He was throwing rocks at the Israeli police. And they was arrested. He was put in an Israeli prison. And then one day he was released. He said, I found myself not hating the Israeli guards. I found myself not really hating them. He said, man, but I wanted to make my father happy. I followed my dad's religion. I followed everything my dad said. You got to hate infidels. You got to hate Christians. You got to hate Jews. And he said, I followed everything my dad said. And he's walking down through Jerusalem one day, the old Jerusalem. And somebody stepped out and gave me a pamphlet and said, would you like to come to a Bible study? And he went, what? A Bible study? And he said, where is it at? And they told him. And as he went back, he thought, I'll make points with my dad. He goes back and tells dad where the Bible study was. And he said, I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go see what they're doing. He said he sat in there, and he ended up going 3 weeks. And he said the preacher was preaching out of Matthew. And Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. And he said to the guy who was teaching, he said, say that again. And he read it over Matthew. He said, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. And he said, read it again. He said, why? He said, I've never heard that before. All I've heard was hate, hate, hate. It's embedded in me. Hatred. And he said, by the sixth, seventh week, that old boy asked Jesus Christ to save him. Went home, told his father, said, Daddy, I've trusted Jesus Christ, my Savior. I don't hate infidel. I don't hate the Christians. I don't hate the Jews. I'm a Christian myself. His father said, you know what I have to do to you? I have to kill you according to what we believe. His father started crying. He said, I can't kill you. So he sent him to the United States. Somehow he got to the embassy as a political refugee, and they brought him to the United States. We watched the Fox News years after this guy had come to the United States. They interviewed all the Muslim hierarchy in America. Even here in America, they went to a mosque and they asked the hierarchy, the imam. They said, what? They showed the video about this boy and they showed it to him. And they had him in hiding, protecting him. And they said to the imam, they said, what should happen to him? And every one of them said, he needs to die. Why? It's a religion of hate. And it's different than any other religion. But in take your Bibles, look in, where was it? Hosea. Hosea chapter 9, verse 14. Hosea chapter 9, verse 14. He says, give them, O Lord, this is Hosea talking, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for I hate them. Hosea saying, I hate them. He hates the enemies of God. The Old Testament, they were to hate their the enemies of God. For the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Thou and their root is dried up. So when you read the Old Testament, you're reading about a God that dealt with the nation of the world that were in heathenism, that were in idolatry. When they knew who God was from the beginning, they knew what he did. You say, how do you know that? When people tell me, say, well, how do we know that? Because when Noah was put in the ark, God says, I'm going to judge the world. And he says, repented me that I've made man. Man left to himself, man will turn against God. He'll just hate God, turn against him. And man, after six chapters of Genesis, man turns against God. And God destroys the world, and only eight people make it out. Enemies of God. He destroys them. You say, where did they go? They went to hell. Man, you say, man, that's pretty harsh. Like I said, when it comes to holy hatred, only God can be that one. When God made man, it's like an ant looking up at you saying, who do you think you are telling me what to do? And you step on him. Jesus Christ come from the, and God gave the law through Moses. And Jesus Christ comes to show the world a new covenant. And he says, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. They went like this. The Jews went, what? What? What is this? Look in Proverbs 8. Look in Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8. But some people get off balance. They get off balance. They'll hate other people. You're told not to hate people. You're told to love your enemies. Do good to them that spitefully use you. And then the Lord says, if somebody does you wrong, you do good to them and love them. And it's like heaping coals of fire on their head. You know, the New Testament says, God is what?
Love.
God is love. He said, is that a contradiction? Nope. That's not a contradiction. God is love. God hates some things. And God's wrath is going to deal with man. God gives warnings. Look in, what did I say, Proverbs 8? Look at verse 13. Look at 8:13. There's so many scriptures we could talk about. The fear of the Lord is to what? You say, preacher, should I pray for the fear of God? Yes. I say pray for the fear of God. Why? Because the Bible says the fear of God is to hate evil. The fear of God is knowledge. The fear of God is understanding. The fear of God, why? You're getting in the realm. You're supposed to judge yourself that you won't be judged. You'll get to the place where you start looking at things the way God looks at it. You're not going to hate. You're not going to look at people and say, I hate them people.
That's right.
Your place in the New Testament as a New Testament Christian is to love people and care about them. I told pastors many times, I said, what are you doing pastoring if you hate your congregation?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you hate dealing with people, why are you as a pastor? You shouldn't even be a pastor.
That's right.
You're safer as a New Testament Christian loving people than hating people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look in Proverbs chapter 8, look at verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and an evil way, and a froward mouth do I hate. God says, I hate this stuff, froward mouth. It's in us. So when you say, Lord, put the fear of God in me that I might hate what you hate in me.
Yeah.
I hate what's in me.
Yeah.
That's in my flesh. You know what? This flesh right here, folks, this flesh right here hates God. Your flesh does too. It hates God. This flesh does not want to live for God. This flesh does not want to praise God. This flesh wants the way it what it wants and wants it right now, and it doesn't matter how it gets it. That's the way this flesh is. So when the Lord says, you got to have a balance, a false balance, abomination of God, you got to realize this flesh hates God. My soul loves him.
Yeah.
My flesh hates him. When we was reading over in the book of Romans this morning, that I would, I do not. Paul saying, man, there's a double-minded man. And you got two people inside you. You got the new man, you got the old man. The old man saying, hey, do what you want. Drink when you want. Do your drugs. Do all this stuff. Live where you want. New man saying, don't do it. Don't. You've got a conflict going on inside you. Let's take your Bible. Look with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10. When I deal with people, I tell them, I said, look, man, if you don't get saved, God's already shown his love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, I realize the other side of the coin, you got religions that hate. You got some people that won't preach on any judgment at all. All they preach on is love, 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 love. That's all they preach on. They don't say nothing about judgment. You see the guys on TV, you know why they don't say nothing about judgment? Because it hurts their income. It'll hurt their income. All they do is say, God is love, and God loves everybody. You hear that in all the churches. God loves everybody. And what happens is, a Bible believer, you get sick and tired of hearing people talk about, oh, God is love, God is love. And he is. But they misrepresent him. They're always talking about love, 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 and they misrepresent him. They don't tell him the other side of it. If you don't get saved, you're going to go to hell. And what happens is, we try to guard against that. You try to say, hey, God is love, and we're supposed to preach love. We're supposed to love people. But you got these guys on TV, everybody's thinking, well, God loves me. If God really loves me, he won't send nobody to hell. If God really loves me, nobody dies and goes to hell. That's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
So you got to have a balance. You understand what I'm saying about a balance now. There's pessimists, there's optimists. I mean, you got to understand that God is love. And he does love. But you better understand this. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Bible says God's angry at the wicked every day. Amen. Jesus Christ. But God commended this love. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commended this love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ showed his love. He proved his love. Amen. He went to Calvary. Amen. And when he hung on the cross, that was love.
Amen. That's what it
was. He loved you. He said, well, good man, some would dare to die. But all you speak about is love, God wouldn't send nobody to hell because he loves everybody. That's a lie as well. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. God does hate some things. He hates things in our lives. You're supposed to love some things. You're supposed to, and as a New Testament Christian, you're told to. And you're supposed to obey the word of God. Look in Matthew chapter 10. Look at verse 22. Matthew 10, 22. Look what Jesus said, Matthew 10, 21. And the brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise against their parents and cause them to be put to death. That's in tribulation. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endure the end, same shall be saved. He said, you'll be hated for my name's sake. Look at Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. I'm not going to argue with you about how far God goes with his hatred. I'm not going to argue with you because I don't know. I just know I'm under the spout where the glory comes out. I know he loves me. I know he loves me and he loves you. I want to stay under that spout. I don't want to get under the spout where the things God hates. I don't want to be under that. And I tell people on the street when I'm talking to people, wherever I go, I say, look, man, God's already proved his love. When it says, but God commended the love towards us, and that while we yet sinners, Christ died for us, he's already proved it. That's past tense. He's already proved it. You reject, 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 reject. Still, God's love is there. It's extended to you. Like I said, Jeffrey Dahmer's, here's a guy, homosexual, killing young men, mutilating them, cutting their bodies to pieces. They said Jeffrey Dahmer's killed anywhere between 10 and 15 men, young men. So that guy deserves to die. Yeah, they took care of it in prison. He deserved to die, but I'm glad he got saved. I wouldn't want my worst enemy to die and go to hell. And the Lord looks down, he looks down at your heart and sees how your heart is. God sees how your heart is. You hate anybody? He says, I hate the devil. Well, I'm glad if you do, and I hope you're living holy. People that tell me they hate the devil, they really don't live right. They don't live holy. They don't try to do right. They don't faithful to the church. They're not faithful to the Bible. They're not faithful praying. They don't pray for others. They care less.
Yeah.
They say they hate the devil. By your actions. By thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. Look at Matthew 24. Look at this. Matthew 24, verse 9. The Lord talking about tribulation again. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations. Talking about the nation of Israel. Why is it that the nation of Israel is hated so much? Why is it that Christians, we're seeing it in America by the news media and by these other movements, the homosexual movement, by the other liberal movement, they hate Christians. Why is it? You know why it is? Because we're connected. Amen. We're connected with him.
Yeah.
They hated him without a cause.
Yeah.
And they hate you because of the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said they hated me before they hate you. I say, fine, you can hate me all you want, but I'm still going to tell you about Jesus. Amen? Amen. Take your Bible, look in John chapter 15. John 15. John 15. The Bible tells us also in the book of Revelation some things that God hates. You know what God hates? And we'll look at it in a minute, but let's go to John 15 first. John 15, look at verse 18. He says, herein is Father glorified. Oh, that's 8. Let's go down to 18. If the world hated you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. If you're trying to live right, you'll find people that hate your guts and you don't even know why. You think, what did I do to them? You didn't have to. You didn't have to do nothing. They just hate you because who you're connected with. What happens is they'll say, you think you're holier than thou. You think you're better than we are. You think this, you think that. I said, I tell people, that's just in your own mind. The Bible tells us condescend the men of low estate. Look at this. You say, do you hate anybody, preacher? With my hand up before God, as far as I can tell in my own heart, I don't hate nobody. Amen. Now, I know a lot of preachers can't do that. They can't put their hand up and say, I don't hate nobody. I hate the devil, but if I really, like I said, if I really hate the devil, we'd live cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Is this making sense to everybody this morning?
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Look at John chapter 15. Look at 18 again. He says, look at 19. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word I said on you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. Isn't it something in America when the public, in public places like the White House, Congress, Senate, they cannot use Jesus' name? And Jesus told us when you pray, at the end of your prayer, and say, in Jesus' name. When George Bush, after 9/11, they had Franklin Graham go over in Washington, D.C., and he prayed, and when he finished praying, he said, in Jesus' name. He was in lawsuits over that. Lawsuits, because he prayed in Jesus' name. There's some people that hate God. There's some people that hate Christians. You say, are you supposed to hate them back? Nope. Nope. According to the Word of God, you ain't. He says in verse 25, for this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. There it is. They hated me without a cause. Now, the Bible tells us the righteous, love righteousness. It says this. Hebrews 1, verse 9. It says, love righteousness, hate evil. Hate evil. Now, that's a command. Love righteousness. Love what's right. Hate which is evil. But that doesn't mean you hate the people.
Amen.
You love the people and pray for them. Now, Take your Bible, look in John chapter 7. John chapter 7. Christianity is a religion of love. Jesus showed his love. But we got people misrepresenting Jesus Christ by always talking about love, 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 and never say nothing about judgment. You know what they are? They're a bunch of hypocrites. They're a bunch of liars. Because they don't give both sides of the coin. When you flip a coin, you got the heads and you got tails. They don't give both sides. You're supposed to give both sides. God is love. And then, you know, God is love. That's period. But God is also a God of wrath. And he's going to come back, and that's what the book of Revelation is about, the wrath of God. False balance is abomination. Proverbs 11, verse 1. False balance is abomination to God. So you need to have a right balance in your life. You should hate your own sin. Look at verse 7 of chapter 7, John, and verse 7. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testified of it that the works thereof are what? Evil. And so the Lord says, there's like I said, in the New Testament, it's 80 times mentioned love, and hate is mentioned so many times, Old Testament and New Testament, and 71 times the Old Testament in the King James Bible, and 16 times in the New Testament. So you got to have a balance on what you say love is. And if you really love people, and you really love your family, people say, you know, Jesus said, if a man's not willing to forsake father, mother, sister, brother, and all that, he's not worthy of me. And you got to be willing to say, God, I love you. The Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. Everything you, oh, your whole being is to love God. You say, that's impossible. No, it's not. He wouldn't have said it if it was impossible. You're supposed to love God with everything. And you say, Lord, I want to see my family saved. And you go to interceding for your family. Go to praying for your family and making supplication for your family. Job prayed for his children. He prayed in case, just in case, they might have blasphemed God. I pray for my children, same thing. I pray for my grandchildren. God protect them. Take your Bible, look in Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. God hates it when a religion keeps people in darkness. And this religion here in Revelation chapter 2 is called the religion of Nicolaitans. Revelation chapter 2, look at verse 6. He says, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also, what? I had a friend of mine, the Nicolaitans is a hierarchy keeping the people in bondage. And that's what they've done throughout the Dark Ages. They would chain the Bible to the pulpit. Anybody got caught reading the Bible, they were put in jail. And if they were caught again, then they were killed. And Nicolaitans, is they said, you don't do what we, you do what we say, not as we do. And that's what the Pharisees did. And the Pharisees said, you know, Jesus said, he said, you do what they tell you, but don't you do as they do. Amen. He hated that. The, you know what that is? That's hypocritical. The Lord hates hypocritical people. Where they try to rule over people religiously and try to put people in bondage. When Jesus said, I've come to set you free and to make you free, and you shall be free indeed. You know the truth, make you free. I mean, the Lord takes people out of bondage. And he said, the Nicolaitans want to put the chain back on you and keep you in bondage. That's what the Catholic Church has done throughout centuries and centuries and centuries. And look what he says. I hate them. But this thou hast, talking about the church of Ephesus, that thou hatest the deeds of Nicolaitans, which I also hate. So the Lord hates, he hates some things. Look at verse 15. Here's again. He says, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I what? Say it with me.
Hate.
Say it. Everybody say it. Hate. Does God hate? Yes, he does. He hates some things. And he hates the deeds of Nicolaitans. That's where people hierarchy trying to run and rule over people's lives and control them and by religious and send them straight to hell. That's what they're doing. So God is not off balance. When God says, when the New Testament says God is love, Jesus Christ came, he's the mediator in the New Testament. It says, there's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But like I said, some people get off balance. You got some religions, all they never preach on judgment. They never preach about going to hell. They never say that stuff. So when you come to a Baptist church like our church and we say, hey, if you're not saved, you're going to go to hell. People go, who does he think he is? That's hate literature. You know what it's going to come down to in America? When you're preaching that you're going to die and go to hell, there's going to be a hate crime. It's going to come down. They're going to arrest you and arrest us for having a hate crime, for preaching it. You know, I'm amazed when the guys go street preaching. The reason why they go street preaching is because they want to see people saved. And they love people. And they care about people. But all people do is listen to the tone. It's like talking to your dog and saying, I got some German shepherds. And I said, if I sit there and pet my German shepherd, Doc's used this analogy many times. He said, I could say to my German shepherd, he said, you know what? I'm going to blow your stinking head off. I'm just going to put a bullet right in your brain. And that dog will wag his tail. But then you can say, I love you and I care about you. And that dog will whimper. It's all in the tone. It's all in the tone. And all people do is they hear the tone. They don't hear the message. The message is, we love you. And I hope if you go street preaching, I hope you have that. I know some guys who went street preaching, when they talked about people dying and going to hell, they almost like they enjoyed it. Yeah. If you don't have a broken heart, yeah, tears in your eyes, right, wanting your family saved, wanting your friends saved, there's something wrong with you. Yeah. You out there for the wrong reason. Yeah. I've known some people that they when they talk about hell, they almost like they enjoyed going to see people cast in. The Bible says in Revelation that we're going to be watching people get cast in the lake of fire. And then if you read the book of Revelation, when God's bringing judgment, the angel looks back at him and says, he said, thou art worthy, O Lord. It's almost like God was brokenhearted, yeah, that he had to bring judgment. I'm going to tell you something. When I had to deal with my children, had to spank them, it wasn't like saying, come on, baby, let me beat the snot out of you. I just can't wait to whip you when I get home. I'd be a perverted father. I don't want to have to spank my children like any other parent. But I know I have to correct them. And sometimes a spanking might be involved. God is holy. Like I said, when people say, I hate you, they don't know about God's hatred. It's a holy hatred. He hates sin. He hates individuals. Esau. He hates people that know the truth and turn their back on it and die and go to hell and end up in hell because of and he says, I hate. Don't misrepresent the Lord. Amen. God is love, but he also hates some things. His wrath is going to come. When you read the book of Revelation, I read that, I go, oh God, man, oh man, God have mercy. People dying and going to hell. I don't want to see nobody. I wouldn't want my worst enemy to die and go to hell. If you say the same thing as I'm saying, you ought to put the word of God out. Amen. You ought to sow some seed and say, Lord, I love what you love. This creation God made, you know why he made man? To fellowship with man. I don't think God enjoys sending people to hell. And I tell people all the time, I say, if you die and go to hell, God ain't going to do it. It's you sinning yourself. Because you made the wrong choice. You made a choice to do that. I hope you understand what we're coming from. This church here, we love people. We want to see people saved. But we also preach about judgment. And if we don't preach about judgment, and some people say, well, you preach judgment so much. No, we don't. We try to have a balance in the thing. You know what? I could go in the New Testament, First John, it says to love your enemies. And in the book of John. Then we got over in the New Testament. Time's already gone by. I don't have time to cover all the scriptures we got. You read First John. Read how many times the Lord says love. First John 1, First John 2, First John 3, First John 4. You read that. You read about how much. And God loves his children. I'm not going to go down the road and grab somebody else's kid that's doing wrong and spank them. I love my own children, and I'm going to correct my own children. God's going to do the same thing. Now, is man God created? Yes. And God's given an opportunity. He says, I've stayed, or had my arms outstretched night and day. If you got friends that are not saved and you haven't opened your mouth and you haven't lived for God in front of them, shame on you.
Amen.
Shame on you. You say you love your friends. You say you care about your family. What you're doing is you're just kicking them right into hell by the way you live.
That's right.
And then you'll turn around and talk about love.
Yeah. Come on.
You really don't love them. You really don't love God. If you'll turn around and live like hell and say, I'm going to live my life the way I want to live, you don't love. You hate. Father, thank you, God, today for your word. My Father, help us to be faithful. Help us be faithful as your children. You said, if I hate my brother, the love of God is not in me. And Lord, I pray, God, for my brothers and sisters. And Lord, I pray, God, help us to love you. Help us to put you first. And there's so many other scriptures we could have covered. And I probably didn't even scratch the surface. I didn't represent you that well. Lord, I want to represent you right. I want to lift you up after they sing about Calvary, how much you suffered and paid my sin debt. You said, love your neighbor. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, then love your neighbor. There's some hard things you've told us to do. But if we love you, it ain't that hard. Help us to love you. Help us to put you first. And those that hate us, help us not to hate them back. Help us, there be somebody here today that says, I hate my mama, I hate my dad, or I hate my children, or I hate somebody that, I pray, God, you'd help them to repent over that. Help them to get that thing right. God, forgive them. Help them to want to get right and want to see them saved. Lord Jesus Christ, the New Testament, my Father, the Bible talks about the love of God shed abroad. Thank God for the Apostle Paul loving people, loving the heathen nations, and telling them about Jesus Christ and the love of God. Help us to do the same. Save that soul. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody looking around. How many could say, preacher, I know right now, if I was...